97.7 front desk Phil in the studio, and that means one thing.
You guys are in trouble.
What have we done now? When you come in, you talk to Phil. When you come pick up prizes, or if you drop by, you talk to Phil first. Usually, if you call our sister station 105.9, you talk to front desk Phil. He's the call screen for that station. Also fields all the incoming calls in general as well. So usually when you're in here,
otherwise.
That's true.
Yeah, usually when you're in here, it means a complaint call came in.
Yes, that is correct, and that's what just happened about 4 or 5 minutes ago before your break.
Was it about Petch or about me?
It was actually about both of you.
Yes!
Because you're both idiots.
Oh, really?
Yes, wow. According to the caller.
Okay. Male or female?
Yeah, male or female.
Female.
Oh, okay.
How old? Did she say young or old?
I couldn't. Mid-age, I'm sure.
Okay.
Okay.
So what was the complaint call about?
Basically, about your NASCAR discussion. Basically, you had no idea what you were talking about, and she was totally offensive.
Okay.
You're offended that I don't know about NASCAR? Welcome to Delaware.
Well, the thing is, though, this is the thing you got to think about, is that we just played a little bit of the audio back to ourselves in the studio, and when we started, I openly admitted I know nothing about it.
Yeah.
So
there's not much to know about NASCAR. They drive in circles, and then there's a winner. I basically just summed up the entire sport.
And a lot of losers.
Yeah, there's a lot of losers.
There are. Only one winner every week.
So. That's true, but that's the same with any sport.
Yeah.
So was she mad? Did she ask to talk to our boss?
I transferred her to our operations manager, i.e. Steve. So so that's what I did. It had been a little while since I got one of these calls. So, it's been a little while. So I'm proud of you guys.
I start to get concerned that I'm becoming too soft when we don't get complaint calls. The things that people complain about are things that I'd be like, oh, we say things in here that I immediately, as soon as the show's done, I go to Steve and I go, hey, did somebody complain about that? And he goes, no. And I'm like, oh, that's weird.
It's weird.
And then you get one. Then you get for NASCAR.
That last 2 minutes was unlistenable, so, you know.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah, pretty much.
See, what we should have done... Hang on. See, we should have had a bit of that going. A bit of that music rolling, we were talking about it, that could have made it better. You know, a bit more cheery and stuff. And then it wouldn't have sounded so bad then when we'd have gone, NASCAR. There's a lot of losers.
And the good thing is that you don't have to know about NASCAR to play our checkered flag challenge.
No, absolutely not.
That's why we made it easy to open to everybody. So we can play the checkered flag challenge at eagle977.com. All you do is pick who you think the top five drivers are going to be. Uh-huh. And that's all you need to know, because there's only five. There's Jimmy Johnson.
As we were saying.
Dale Earnhardt Jr., he wins all the time. You butchered somebody's name.
Maybe she was offended by that, too.
Probably. Joey Logano is the name that I butchered.
I'm offended that I'm not offended enough.
Okay.
This chick is going into work, and she's mad. She's mad that we don't know about NASCAR.
Yeah, we got Kelly's coming in as well now.
Okay, who did you guys offend now?
We were talking about NASCAR a few minutes ago. And
you offended all the NASCAR people?
No, just one that called in. So, all the NASCAR people.
Well, anybody else that was offended that's a NASCAR fan, you know, call in now, because we're taking calls.
Yeah, front desk Phil will take some calls. We'll take some calls in here as well.
Yeah, 424-1234.